Serbian flags flying in northern Kosovo near the border with Serbia. New roadblocks have just been set up here in North Mitrovica, Kosovo's largest Serb-majority town. Other barricades went up weeks ago after the arrest of an ethnic Serb former police officer suspected of involvement in attacks on the force. On Monday, the head of the Serbian Orthodox Church was refused entry into Kosovo. He'd said he wanted to deliver a peace message for Serbian Orthodox Christmas, which is celebrated on the 7th of January.
Is there a head of any religious community who can't visit his own people, his believers, and can't enter his own home? The Patriarchate of Peć Monastery is the property of the Serbian Orthodox Church and a home of the head of the Serbian Orthodox Church.
He was speaking after meeting Serbia's president, Aleksandar Vučić.
I want to inform you that we are in a difficult situation. We'll give everything from our side, in every way possible, to maintain peace and stability. And not just that, but we will protect our people in northern Kosovo.
On Monday, Serbia's defense minister met soldiers as the army was put on its highest level of combat readiness. This government video shows Miloš Vučević talking with troops and inspecting military equipment close to the Kosovo border.
The short-term goal is to show the muscles, let's say, for the Serbian people, so to show that Serbia, and in particular the Serbian president Aleksandar Vučić, is defending the national interest and the interest of Kosovo Serbs in what is still called its autonomous province.
Northern Kosovo has been particularly tense since November, when hundreds of ethnic Serb employees of the police and judiciary resigned. They were angry about Pristina banning license plates issued by Belgrade, a policy eventually scrapped. And this month's local elections in Serb-majority areas were postponed after many Serbs said they'd boycott the vote. Nadim Barber, Al Jazeera.